All right, check this story out. It's Mojo in the Morning Show. Skinny people want to be rewarded for being skinny. And a majority of them think that it's time for them to actually be more than just patted on the back for doing so. Two-thirds of Americans believe that they should be rewarded for their healthy lifestyle. And the study actually said that the people who are skinny or are healthy working out said that they would like to see discounts to their favorite stores, money back from things like the insurance that they have to pay, not only for their health insurance, but auto insurance too. And they would like to actually be rewarded with things like medals, trophies, or tickets to sporting events and concerts
what
for
is
being
this
skinny.
From?
So there was a story that was done here. Let's see here. I'm going to see what the...
It's a big difference in saying skinny or healthy.
It's coming from the fact that, you know, one of the big things that people aren't talking about with COVID is you're not hearing the fact that the people who are, a majority of the people who are dying are overweight. And so there was a story that Dr. Oz did the other day on his show saying that that had to be something that people bring
people
up more.
People are worried about fat shaming, but I don't want you dying because you didn't know better. Your weight is a major driver. 80% of the people who've died from COVID were overweight or had risk factors like the ones I mentioned. So I think refocusing on what you can do to change your future is a big move and big opportunity for America.
Yeah, the CDC said if you get COVID, you're triple your risk of getting hospitalized if you're overweight, which a lot, the majority of our country is overweight.
The challenge we face as a nation is we have anxiety and we're lonely. And the antidote to anxiety is being with other people. We are the safety net for each other. We always have. When people are in their deepest, darkest places, it's the people around them who come to their rescue. As a nation, we've gotten disconnected because of COVID. We have to separate. But we shouldn't have socially isolated. We should just physically isolate.
I think we have to be so careful, though, too, because skinny doesn't necessarily equal healthy.
Right. That's what I was asking for clarification, because both those words were used interchangeably there, and it's not the same thing. If you are in good health and you practice good health, I feel maybe you should get a premium or discount. Like we get a
discount
if you get a discount if you're a non-smoker. You get one if you get a physical every year. If you know, so they could check you out like preventative. So I think it makes sense if you're living a healthy lifestyle. You're not making it your lifestyle is risky to be more prone to cost us a lot more money.
In this same survey that was done, the majority of people who label themselves as healthy or skinny say that they reward themselves. So it's actually truth. People who are not overweight spend more money on themselves than people who are overweight, which is kind of an interesting thought because we talked last week about how bigger clothes are bigger money. Mm-hmm. It costs you more money. Mm-hmm. But the people who are skinnier spend more money on extravagant things.
I also kind of cringe at this because whenever I hear people talk about healthy, it's always in a physical sense. Oh, she looks strong. She looks skinny. She looks whatever. She looks really healthy. That is such a huge issue to me because I think that just as important is being healthy in your brain.
Yeah.
Your mental health. And that, you know, I know that that's definitely becoming a bigger topic of conversation. But like in this study, for example, totally not even mentioned.
Well, that's the one thing we've learned, too, is that mental health does not discriminate whether you're healthy, whether you're skinny or you're overweight.
I'm just saying when they're saying the word healthy in that survey, they're talking about the physical. They're not talking about the physical and the mental.
They used to always say
and the emotional.
They used to always say I'm fat and happy. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think at my fattest I've ever been really happy. Although I will tell you I've been fat and happy on a Friday night after eating like a really good pizza from Buddy's. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if, because we don't hear that. You don't hear any of the conversation about, you know, the health of you losing weight during this time of COVID taking so many people. 80% of people that are dying are overweight. We'll be right back with Spike's phone scam after we go eat.
I'm starving.